Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our good friend Chad Rabinowitz is with us. He is the Adirondack Theater Festival Producing Artistic Director, here to tell us about their entire season of interactive virtual experiences beginning this September through February 21st. It's a first ever of its kind. These experiences include a From Your Couch cruise, hands-on insane magic shows, a holiday talent show with live voting, an interactive hunt for a criminal, a film festival, and a wine and canvas night gone wrong. The full season of performances being branded In the Box Entertainment, presented by ATF. All shows will include a box mailed to the ticket holder prior to the show, which will fuel their at-home experience. It's a really cool idea. It's the future of theater, isn't it, Chad?
You know what, Joe? You sold me. This is a great idea. Thanks.
I think it's a damn good idea. Chad is with us this morning. And, well, how are you? How are things going? What do you make of all this?
Things are busy. We've been using the time to innovate and hopefully put out some good news in the world and something to look forward to. So I'm along the lines of what you just said. It's partially the future of entertainment. Not that we're not going to get our other entertainment back, but what we're trying to create is something that lives beyond a pandemic. This is a time to innovate and create a brand new art form that could, provide more entertainment in the home, ancillary income for theaters who need a way to rebuild after all of this and are going to have limited capacity. So it's just another opportunity.
So I asked this question not to diss any other theater organization, and that certainly is never my intention because I have much too much respect for them to do so. However, when I say to you that while other groups seem to be like, oh God, you know, what are we going to do? Or maybe we'll come back in September, or maybe October, or maybe January, or maybe February, it seems like what you all did is said, okay, well, let's just, while they were doing that, you're like, okay, let's figure out what we can do that is guaranteed that we can do and is cool, is interesting, and oh, by the way, you can still make a couple bucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly hard for everyone. For me, I watch a lot of Shark Tank, so there's one thing I've learned: it's to pivot. When your business model changes, you know, you've got to iterate. You've got to find new ways to create. And I think I went through the same path that everyone else did. You get kind of depressed. Everything, I mean, for me, it was the whole, for a summer season, that's a year and a half of planning, all to, get it pulled out from under you. And you need some time to recoup from that. But then it became quickly, what are we going to do to keep everyone on staff and also to stay inspired for what the future is? And so it was really just sitting around doing some out-of-the-box thinking that led us into the box.
Okay, out-of-the-box leading into the box. So the idea, I love this. So first of all, I should mention that you not only oversee the Adirondack Theater Festival, but also the Bloomington Playwrights Project. And because none of this is really site-specific, because it is virtual, those organizations can work together.
I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, I have a nice competitive advantage in that now I have the ability to create this programming and split the cost between two organizations. So like creating a true co-production, because it is no longer location locked, and I can bring other theaters along into this plan as well. And that's part of our business model is that, now, if I'm doing a show on, November 3rd through 14th is our living room cruise lines, other theaters can brand it as theirs and we can all be a part of the same show at the same time. So there's many different revenue streams and there's no limit to the size of the audience that we can bring in. So it's kind of, it's very exciting for a theater model because we're not used to being able to have that expanse of an audience. that we could market to.
And the thing about what makes us so different, many other places, not just theater companies, but many other places are doing virtual events. But you have a component that allows people, the fun part is that you'll get a box and it will allow you to play along, if you will.
Yeah, I think there's many things to point out. Number one, I think we're all used to Zoom by now.
Yes.
And when you think of Zoom, you think webcast. And what we're developing with Mills Entertainment is a technology that's more akin to interactive television than it is webcast. So the quality of what you're going to see is going to be, I guess just more inclusive. It's going to bring you in more than what you're used to. I've just been through a tech for one of the magic shows. I mean, it's full sound. It's really like doing live theater / television, full sound design. We've got multiple cameras and we're controlling them all remotely with the artist in their home. We're controlling lighting, we're controlling fade times. It's really pretty in depth. And then on top of that, you're getting a box that allows you to interact with the show. So in this instance, so think of the magic show is the easiest way to put it. If a magician says, pick a card, any card, and you select the King of Diamonds, and then they're like, here it is, that's a cool trick. But if you're in your home and you select the King of Diamonds and they say, look in the box, and that's what appears in your home, that's insane. And we're developing all new magic that allows us to do pretty incredible feats, and that's just a part of it. And then when you think of the theatrical applications for this, like Living Room Cruise Lines is, we branded as a cruise in a box. We're really going to take you on a full cruise in a box. You'll log on to our ukulele playing cruise director who'll walk you through the elements. You'll have something like a mini fan that'll blow a breeze on you the whole time, and a ocean scented candle to get you your environment set up. We'll probably start off with shipboard safety, which means providing you with some floaties in case your couch sinks. And then you disembark on your cruise, and as you set sail, you might taste the cuisine of the native island you're headed towards, or as the local, a chocolate covered coconut per se, or as the locals call it, a Mounds bar. And while you're setting sail, what's on the cruise is shipboard entertainment, the things you'd find on a ship, which would be singers and songwriters, jugglers, comedians. We'll have those and take you through it, but we'll also do things like play shipboard bingo. There'll be a towel in your box that you'll learn how to fold into a swan and put it on your bed. That kind of stuff that now makes it an immersive experience that packages all of that entertainment together. So it makes it something that our attention spans via Zoom will enjoy a lot more. It gives us a way to consume it in a way that's engaging. And we're still hiring live performers. So it kind of checks all the boxes. It's not, I wouldn't compare it to theater in the same, I wouldn't compare it to our live productions. It's a whole different art form. But what we're not trying to do is squeeze our art form into Zoom. We're creating a brand new art form and an innovative experience for Zoom specifically.
Magic aside, so you have an actual, you have a playwright, Hank Green, who will be working on and writing these works that you will be doing the fun stuff around.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that started us all out, painting for one, and, we compare it, like wine and canvas meets the play that goes wrong. It's really a whole on play, but just again, put in a way that you can consume it. There's a guy who is the last remaining employee of a PBS television station, and he's single-handedly trying to raise the money to keep it alive. And he's hosting a Bob Ross style paint show, which you will get a canvas, you'll get paint, you'll get a smock and everything you need to play along. And at the same time, he's now having to host all the other television shows, the cooking show, the sports show, that he's totally not prepared for. And at the same time, the love of his life just left him that morning. So it's all kinds of disaster and fun. in an interactive environment.
So you have basically one a month from September through February. And what I thought was interesting is because many virtual events are just done once, you're doing them over a series of nights. And that allows you, I think, a lot of things, right? I mean, you can, as you say, there's no limit to the number of people. You'll do it multiple times, which means the sky's the limit as far as the tickets, which I guess because you're mailing stuff out have to be purchased in advance, of course, that the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
We lost Chad. All right. If at first you don't succeed, try a different technology. So now we have Chad on the telephone. You know, I was going to ask you the question, Chad, of you know, the more you use technology, the more that can go wrong.
You know, that's always my fear in life. What's interesting is I think that's the scariest part of live theater is that like every night. And as honestly, as I've gotten older, and I've done this more, I get more concerned every single night of a show because I know all the things that can go wrong.
Right.
So in some ways, it's like, this is easier, but there's one big fail point, which is the technology. So yeah, I mean, we're doing an insane amount of testing to solve all those problems because, yeah, we've all been on the wrong end of a bad internet connection. So fortunately, there are solves.
Unfortunately, we only have about a minute left. So let me get a lot of information in here real quick. So you have the In the Box entertainment, and people can they can do individually, but then they can also do a series, right? A subscription.
Yeah, you can subscribe just like a normal theater season, or you can buy individual tickets to an event.
And you were talking just before we got cut off, but we were talking about there are multiple nights, so there's multiple opportunities for people to take advantage of these.
Yep, treat it like a regular theater season. You can go to intheboxentertainment.com or atfestival.org and find out all about the shows, the dates, and a whole season full of entertainment.
Meanwhile, and again, and just the time here, but the other cool thing that you've got going on is that you also have some previous work that you have done that people can stream.
Yeah, we've got ATF On Demand, which we just launched a couple days ago. It's been a fundraiser to help us through this time, and we've had a significant amount of people join that platform. A simple donation, and you get access to it, and a portion of those donations goes to purchase a local gift card. So that we'll mail to you so we can keep business flowing in our downtown area.
This is one of the coolest things that I have. This whole project is really, really cool. And I just wish you all the luck in the world with it. It just sounds it's really heartwarming to see just this great work being done and a lot of creativity going into it. So bless you for doing it. And thank you so much for sharing with us. People can find out more information by going to In the Box Entertainment, intheboxentertainment.com or atfestival.org. Of course, Chad, always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you.
Hey, I'll see you at the show. You don't have to travel here anymore.
I look forward to it. I like it. All right. We'll be back right after this.